MS in origin, as known through specific genetic material which creates the heady mindfulness to begin such a communication and connection at age zero, a continuation of the origins of both life forms, who also maintain this communication. And to create life, in the eyes and minds of this or any doctor, is to ignore perhaps the thing he should have done in the first place, and that was to stop looking after the dead, as a means of living. And while discovery of the mechanisms of the dead are an interesting footnote to the anthology of human beings, it has provided a means of a continuation of traveling the body as if it's an atlas or place to visit with further science and exploitation, and a causal reasoning on the reasoning of death is perhaps a non-participation in the observance of life. And so our hearses roll, and hospitals fill with the near living, to be nearer to near than far from family, yet further than that to fully alive at all, and that's off the rails a bit for today. And so we reaffirm continuity and affirmation of the successes of organization, while also non-observing yet appreciating the origins of chaos, as why its chaos is absolutely because it is not precisely observed for the benefactor of life itself, for as to be known would surely destroy itself through self-discovery. Boom. And within with that, and some more, this has been a dissertation with the bodies at hand and within a mind's eye to provide in the chemical ooze to cleanse perhaps even a murky spirit. With a gesturing and over and undulation of adulation and adjunct ravelry of all ties to the lives and its center. And also peripherally, from side to side and sidle up, if you get such a chance, take it and many and again on air, sea and land, travel lightly and stay and call and liquor up front and poker in the rear. Is the punchline to 84 lines of punched up punch tape punchy code wise thinking which has brought you to be this mid-autumn afternoon, and a dew is a drop in the bucket, so keep a list. Peace and love plus the Isle of Man and the approximation of ordering multitudes of platypuses for the sheer absurdity of it all. This is Aqua QC3W.
Welcome to Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube, available on iTunes and all your favorite podcasts using our acronym LWAFLMOYT. That's it. I'm not saying it again, Carl, co-host Carl.
You're not saying
what? I'm not going to say LWAFLMOYT, even though that is our podcast name, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account.
And the feed.
And those are got to feed it, man. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube. We watch a full-length movie on YouTube with you. You listen to the podcast. You watch the movie on YouTube at the same time. Carl, what's the movie today?
We are watching Kung Fu Mahjong 2, 2005. That's what you put in the YouTube search engine. You know how to spell Kung Fu. And then it's M-A-H-J-O-N-G.
One word. Two. Now, we have we've been doing this podcast for about 4 years, and we watched the original, the first one, Kung Fu Mahjong, which is no longer on YouTube.
Right.
Yes. What channel is hosting this movie, Carl?
We would like the publisher Vincialer, which is V-I-N-C-I-A-L-E-R, V-I-N-C-I-A-L-E-R. So, once again, Kung Fu Mahjong 2, M-A-H-J-O-N-G. G2 2005, and you will find the publisher, the channel, Vincialer, V-I-N-C-I-A-L-E-R.
So here's the trick. We want you to go to that, go find it, click it, and then hit pause and set it up to 000. When you hear the illustrious, great to have him here, guest voice of the one and only Mr. Paul Brumbaugh, He will give you the countdown. He's staying for the movie. Paul, how the fuck are you?
Pretty damn well, man. I'm staying secluded. Shelter in place, guys. Shelter in place.
Have you been taking showers, Paul?
Yes, I've been washing my hands before I take a shower.
Right.
Yes.
The water can be contaminated.
And then I wash my hands again.
So
I like to wash my hands, poo, and then go, I already washed my hands. Fuck this.
So make sure that you're buffered up to 000, Kung Fu Mahjong 2, 2005, Vin Cialar, 000, and we're going to get our finger hovering
That's right.
over that triangle.
Now, we're very excited. Listen, we have the Countdown King himself, Mr. Descending Numerals, Mr. 321. Let's get ready to brumba, under brumba, pressing down on me. Give it up for Mr. Paul Brumba.
Yeah.
All right. Like Carl said, you guys, you know the drill, put your finger over the little triangle. Let's do this thing. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm very excited.
Ooh, MVP.
Most valuable person.
Hey, I guess I know how to spell MVP in China, Chinese.
Yeah, this is a Hong Kong movie.
Well,
which is good because we got such
MVP.
Oh, there we go, MVP. Those are not Mahjong titles. The ones with MVP.
That's the movie maker saying, "Ha ha."
It's like we can't afford credits. Listen, we can't afford credits, so let's just make these titles and shoot it.
I can turn this one down.
Okay. So are these the opening credits on the tiles?
We saw some opening credits, but no, they didn't play that too much.
Did they show real credits in this movie in the beginning?
I didn't notice real credits, no. I guess they all come at the end.
I think it's the time. Oh, that's cool. I do have a bad movie rule about that. Which is generally if a movie waits the last second, if they don't give you the title at the beginning of the movie, it's a bad film. It just slogs on and on and on to the point where it just starts, you know.
Right. Okay, now this is Fanny, all right? And she's a nice Hong Kong wife, all right? But she loves Mahjong, which we know is like a gambling game. It's not a matching tiles game. It's like playing cards.
Yeah, it's like a four-player card game, basically.
Yeah.
Except it's, yeah.
And it's
yeah,
gambling.
Nice. And the rules are great if you know the rules.
It's like bridge.
It's like if bridge was for money and bridge was complex. I'm not saying like chess, but there's many different combinations, different kinds of games.
Yeah.
But it's all about money.
So that just said Kung Fu Mahjong 2, right?
So she is a winner, winner, winner. She's really good.
I'll have one. She
has a terrible Mahjong face. Look at that. That is a great hand.
She's letting everybody.
I mentioned this during the first movie. I'm trying to teach myself Mahjong using computer games. And it's still, I can't figure it out.
You just mad.
I'm learning. You need to know the titles and stuff like that. And plus, people don't like it when I put it into a pile and then I pull matching tiles out.
Yeah, that's right. Why you touch tiles? Well, these two are a match, man. Okay, everyone's being quiet. She's talking to her husband, who's forbidden her to play Mahjong for money all day long.
That's great.
So she's pretending.
Yeah, my wife thinks I'm making dead money now.
And heading home.
All right, there is her market stuff.
So the wife's got a gambling problem.
Now look, she's got such a gambling problem, she runs past a Mahjong game with the old lady who's like screwing up her hand, and she's like, no, no, no!
Was he a character from the first movie, or are they just starting a fresh story?
That's right. The first movie, as you know, had that savant, the guy who could remember all the tiles. This one is about her. That's her husband. She's hiding. Now look what the lady says about masturbation.
On masturbation, just like celebrate. This is all I want to be when I get older, just playing cards and talking about masturbation to young women.
And wearing a dress?
Yeah, I'm wearing a dress.
But I mean the Asian. Okay, so she needs to get into the house. See, she just, without the husband seeing.
Right.
So she just went past her husband by hiding behind the garbage can. Did you see?
Right.
Yeah, she pulled the Ferris Bueller. She went by him. Good, I'm glad you got the reference. Thank you.
She's
gotta quickly make soup, because that's what she promised.
Right. I was there in the parlor when she said it.
But she doesn't have enough time to do it, so she's gonna pull a plan B.
Well, the house just smells of soup when he walks in. What kind of jeans is he wearing? Check out his ass pocket. Under Brumba. See that?
There she is.
Satellite. Oh. Look, he washes his hand. I notice that now.
Now,
I like to watch movies
where
they don't watch.
Husband, okay, his name is Chai Hung, but he goes by Johnny, right? But recently,
okay,
he's working for the demon.
Yeah, Johnny.
Who does he? Oh, here's the demon. Delightful.
He's like
to meet you, demon.
Type.
What's wrong with his hair? It looks like
which one?
Oh, hang on, sexy lady.
Hold on. This is the demon's sister, Curvy.
Oh, I'll say.
She also goes by
Curvy. She plays Mahjong too?
Yes, she does, but she's saying, "Oh, Fanny, I've heard of you. The master three cards teaches you." Wait, what's his name? Hold on. Three tiles.
Yeah, they're not cards, friend. When they first started making them, they were like ivory tiles. You know? And I tried, but you know how many elephants you got to kill? It takes such a long time. I think this guy forgot what decade he's living in.
Now, here we have a stereotype. This is a Korean and a Japanese. And of course, they're dressed up
right.
In the most... You know, like, it's as if we saw a German, he's in Lederhosen, you know? They dressed him up in their, stereotypes.
So the American is a cowboy?
Right, things like that, yeah.
Well, that's good. Now I know, I could tell everyone apart.
So now you have the Korean, like, farmer and the geisha girl. Because, you know... Hong Kong Chinese people are just as prejudiced as anyone.
Listen, this is a comedy, you know?
You
gotta use shorthand a lot.
You and I watch a National Lampoon and we see the Indian character and we're like, oh my god, we roll our eyes. That's what they are doing.
Yeah, but if we watch a Hong Kong movie, don't you use that accent?
I guess. So... Japanese girl is, oh, so sorry that I beat you. She's everything. She's timid and mild.
Yeah. Good, I guess. I don't know. I don't trust her.
You shouldn't, because they're switching tiles with their feet. But Fanny's going to catch on and stop them and expose them as cheaters.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this game is being able to play with, like, three other people, and you move the tiles and the feel of it. Oh, yeah, look at that. The old tile on the feet trick.
It's the old tile on the feet gag. That's the oldest Mahjong in the book.
How do you cheat in Mahjong? I keep an extra tile in a sleeve, up my sleeve.
Exposed!
And we get to see some feet.
Whack! Now she's blind.
Oh, right, her eyes. Gross. A little extreme. Can you just, like, reprimand her? Oh, so they're fake.
Yeah.
They're not even like who they're pretending to be. Well, that explains the costume. Gross. Isn't that gross with her with the tiles in her eyes?
Yes.
Are the dice?
She's now blind.
I know. It's extreme.
Now, I don't know. The Korean, like, says, like, abandons her. Like, I don't know. See, you got to know, like, the culture in Asia. You have to understand Mahjong. You have to understand Cantonese because they're doing a lot of puns and Cantonese wordplay. Like, I like this film, but we're missing a lot of it.
Right.
Now, Curvy, of course, comes on to the husband, Johnny.
Right. No, that's universal. I know exactly what she's doing when she's touching his crotch.
The universal language.
Now look, this is culturally specific. She's putting her toe on his peepee. You wouldn't see that in the Western world.
Hey now. Hey,
well, unless
you're
talking about pee. That's a stunt cock. It's not the actor's crotch.
Right.
Stunt crotch.
That is true, because if you take a look at this, it's clearly not an Asian penis. It was like it was like 4 inches.
All right. Well, this has been our podcast. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, it must have been. Well, it's a, you know, hiding, I guess. I wasn't saying like that. I don't think like the actors are like, okay, we're going to have this woman touch your crotch for the next 6 takes and shoot, action.
We're rolling. Okay, now.
They probably got someone.
She had a fight with Curvy because Curvy was coming on to the husband, but the husband's like, you made me lose face. You embarrassed me in front of my boss. This is a big thing for me. He's well known in, you know, this could be good for us.
And not only that, you convinced me to wear this t-shirt. He looks like a total douchebag with that shirt and pants. All right, so are we at a regular bar or a Mahjong bar?
We are at a regular bar, and this is the brother of Fanny. And he's a goofy McGoofy throughout the whole film.
Is he like goofy like Gary Busey goofy?
I don't know, because we don't understand their culture. You'll see. He's like a...
Yeah.
He's like a Jerry Lee Lewis or...
Does he sound like Shaggy from the Scooby-Doo movies?
No.
Let me take a listen.
He sounds... Okay. Go ahead, take a listen.
All right, here we go. Oh, that's her. Yeah, I guess he says he has that goofy slacker voice.
Well, you'll see when he does his bits and stuff. He's like, over the top! You'll see.
Well, we should mention the first movie was based on the comedy Kung Fu Hustle. So there's like a lot of references to that movie. And they do a lot of scenes from it. Remember, was it Kill Bill they did a couple parodies of?
Yeah, they did. Well, not couple, but yeah, there was definitely a Kill Bill parody. And he's about to parody a pop star in Asia who we won't know. But it'll be funny anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, imagine, like, being in Asia, and you said, let's watch Date Movie, and they're making fun of, like, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You know, well, that one they probably know.
Okay,
but, I mean,
now this is,
right,
like, from a music video or something, a well-known, famous one, and all the girls go crazy for him.
It's Flashdance. Oh, yeah, a little doughboy. All right, yeah. Now, the bartender is like, I don't give a shit. My shift's over in 10 minutes. Whatever you want to do.
And Fanny says, what's wrong with this world? Okay, now we meet a character from Kung Fu Mahjong 1.
Sure? Oh, no, here we go. So this is a connection to the first movie.
Yes. Do you remember his face? That's the gambler. He's the one who discovered
right.
Savant and was like, I'm going to profit from you, buddy. And then his wife, that one, stopped him.
Yeah.
That is Faye, Aunt Faye. And she's from Kung Fu Mahjong also. So,
how many bars are in their neighborhood? Can you find a bar where his wife wouldn't show up?
It's Hong Kong. It's bar, bar, gun store, bar. So what we're going to have now is the funny joke that Auntie Faye kicks the shit out of her husband.
Here we go. Oh.
And she's off.
All right. That's pretty good.
Now, Faye also studied under Three Tiles, the famous Mahjong teacher. So she's going to see Fanny, and they're going to start rekindling, but not at the expense of beating the crap out of her husband.
Right.
Senior sister?
Hell yeah. Do you remember me, Fanny, from the first movie? Yeah, that was just a year ago. Come and help me beat this guy up. Because this movie came out like a year after this.
No, oh, no.
See, after the first.
Sure. It's crazy, man. Yeah.
Crazy.
Kung Fu Mahjong came out in, let's see here. Kung Fu Mahjong came out in June, early June, and Kung Fu Mahjong 2 came out in November 2005.
That's insane.
Well, this guy wanted, his name is Wong Jing, he wanted to capitalize on it and get a sequel out right away. This director.
Well, then there's a third one, too.
Yeah, there's a third one that didn't do well.
Oh, they had to stop. They're like, oh, well, I guess we ran out of ideas.
Well, this guy, this director, he produced or wrote or directed over 175 films. He began his career in television script writing, 75. He moved to the Shaw Brothers Studios, and he had a directing debut. The movie was called Challenge of the Gamesters in 1981. And that movie made a gambling movie genre come to life.
Yeah, sure. Well, the famous one is God of Gamblers.
God of Gamblers. That's the same director.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And that movie broke this box office record in 1989. It was all started by this director, Wong Jing.
Now, when they gamble, like, I think, I mean, I've seen one of them. The premise is that they're good at every single game. So they could play, like, Mahjong or poker or whatever. They're just good. And they use cards as weapons, I think. Or, like, they, you know, it's very stylized.
Now, here's a plot point, okay? Auntie Faye invited him over to see Three Tiles again. And Fanny, of course, comes. And so does the brother. But the brother stole this person, this random person's parking spot. And now he's being all Jerry Lewis.
Jerry, you said Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, well, I mean the Nutty Professor.
I got you. John Lewis, the senator.
Yeah, John Lewis. Okay, that is Three Tiles. It's not Jabba the Hutt. It's Three Tiles.
He turned that down the
hood. I was thinking he's looking good there.
This director, by the way, he got a degree in Chinese literature from the Chinese University of Hong Kong, and he describes his degree as useless.
Hey man, he created all these movies. I don't think it's that useless.
Okay, now. this random stranger turns out to be a senior sister of the teacher. And she's all upset because this guy stole her parking space.
Oh, no. Was it Jerry Lewis?
Mm-hmm. John
Lewis. Yeah. What a coincidence. John Lewis. Richard Lewis, why would you do that?
Eighth junior sister. Let me introduce you.
Oh, that's funny. That's my family.
Seventh junior sister. Or
senior sister.
Senior.
Huh. I don't know how the school works. Oh, so she left her husband. Will we ever see the husband again?
She didn't leave her husband. No, she... Well, I mean, her husband, like, got pissed off that he got embarrassed and sent her home. And she didn't end up home. She ended up here.
Well, she went straight to a bar.
Mm-hmm. To see her brother.
Oh, all right.
Now, look, they're saying that junior sister has this nipple twist she knows how to do. It's like a kung fu move. He goes,
oh, finally.
Straight. Now, this is how she twists a nipple. Who's going to demonstrate with me?
Me.
Ding dong, my brother's
here. Oh, I was taking notes about the nipple twister.
Well, don't worry. It's coming right up.
Oh, let me guess. I think I see this parading down Broadway.
Yeah.
The woman whose spot he took is going to nipple twist him. Here you go.
So now he's going to be all stupid. He's like so over the top in bad acting. She goes, you wanted to meet her. Why the funny face? You see, the translation's kind of
yeah.
Weird.
There you go.
You said
you it's the comedy for the swimmer. Yeah. Uh-oh. She's getting her nipple-twisting fingers ready.
Yep, she is.
Let's get ready to nipple-twist.
Let's chat outside. Oh, girls, want to chat with me?
So the director said, watch a bunch of Looney Tunes cartoons, get your character, and then let's do this. Uh-oh. Just waiting for that tile to drop, the other tile to drop.
Yeah, now he's going to over the top come on to her and ask her on a date.
Yeah, hopefully he's not as barber.
Now, this is in Cantonese. Now, something you guys don't know about me, okay? I know Mandarin. I know that they're the smaller oranges. Oh,
yeah, right. The seedless one.
He goes, let me pinch you like it's a sexy thing.
All right.
Go ahead, pinch me, girl.
Let's see it. I'm taking notes.
Whoa!
he's going to come out, right?
Nope.
No? I need a reaction shot.
Where's my brother?
Ooh, I also want that.
He wanted to look at the scenery. Dinner time, Jerry Lewis!
I know. That food looks so good. I'm starved. I wish I was eating ramen. I don't even have that anymore.
Look, now he says, you promise you won't laugh. You said you wouldn't laugh.
They gotta turn the heat up. That guy sniffles.
Yeah, it must be cold in here.
Yeah.
Mike, are you really running low?
And you guys thought I couldn't get any work as a body double.
Yeah, well, I think the actor insisted.
Look, she has ramen noodles, Mike.
I know. I would kill a man for ramen noodles. I'm eating like
Can I pick the man?
Stuff. Oh, so this is the boss again.
Yeah.
Demon.
Now, a common thug kind of guy comes in to see the big boss, and he acts all tough and everything. But he's going to get his.
Well, they blinded another woman. He's got the lower lip piercing, the below the lip, not the actual lip, right? The soul patch.
I don't even know what that is, right? That's right. Right. Yeah, right below the O.
It's the flavor saver stud.
The flavor saver.
When you go down on a woman, you like rub the stud on there. Like, it's worth it. I got pierced for this very reason.
Okay, now Johnny is going to earn his salt now.
Oh, he's going to kick this guy's ass, huh?
Hey, bye, guy.
No, the other tile's going to drop.
I give you life. Good life-taking pit nip.
Bootlicker. Ooh, damn. They're getting kind of... That just brought it up to, a G.
Okay, here comes the move.
No G under 7. Right there.
Licking the blood.
Wow. Gross. That's a blade on there. You got to be careful. When you lick blood off a knife, you got to be careful.
Right, because...
You might get the sharp one.
The only good thing is no one will notice how dumb you are, because it's just blood.
Right, it could be your blood. No one's going to know.
No one would notice.
That's why it would be called the double-edged sword. Get it?
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Johnny just killed somebody, so Curvy falls in love with Johnny, because he's a badass.
Then Kirby from Nintendo is Kirby? Who's Kirby? The sister
is Kirby. Bobo. Bobo the sister.
Gotcha.
Hey, Bobo.
Did Bobo.
Is that a toilet? A bidet?
Oh, man. I wish I had a bidet. It would make life simpler.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have one yesterday, but I'd love to have one bidet. So now Johnny commits infidelity.
Johnny. Yeah, they're going to fuck in the pool? I just put chlorine in there.
You know, I was really embarrassed recently. I peed in a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Uber pool. Oh.
You were.
So
that's a great joke.
Yeah, okay. That joke was written by Steve Poston, a friend comedian, and he says I have to trade him a joke.
Trade him? That's a good joke. Keep that joke.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
That'll be around for a while.
I'm giving him a good one. Okay, so here comes Johnny home. And it's like, you're all cut, or I was in a fight.
Oh.
He doesn't say he murdered.
Yeah, I killed a guy.
Yeah.
And then I fucked that sister.
But the truth is, that's not how he got a scratch. He got a scratch from cheating.
Oh, I see. So when he killed that guy, he didn't get any injuries, but when he had sex,
right.
Post-murder
got sex. So she goes, get a different job, would you?
This guy's no good. I don't think the husband's a good guy. I don't know why. But
he's
I have a hunch.
Guy. Yeah. I think it's because he's Asian.
No, I think it's because he cheats on his wife and won't let his wife play Mahjong, even though that's the one thing
Come
she's good
on,
at.
Mike. You've always had a thing against Asians.
It's going to be a long movie.
Okay, so she decides, you know, like, I better make a little love to my husband here because, I don't know, I could just sense it.
Right. So there she is. Look, I gotta wash the other woman off.
We don't understand the culture, but she's like cutesy cutesy. Like, I guess that's a sexy sexy thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's working.
But not
what?
For him.
He's not. Listen, I just want to shower and get the smell of the other woman off. I'll be and then go to bed.
That's right.
Wow.
His gun isn't loaded right now. You're knocking on the wrong tree.
Or the confused young man. Whatever.
He's got blue clit.
Yeah, she got blue labia. So now we're having girl talk about what to do to get her man back and interested. And Faye's giving, Auntie Faye is giving all sorts of advice.
Do they? Yeah. God, that soup looks good. You know, I have two cans of Campbell's soup in my cupboard.
Uh-huh.
I've got the mushroom, the tomato. I just don't want to eat it. You know what I mean?
Just because you're not going out to the grocery.
Yeah, well, I made a commitment during the shelter in place to stay safe and to eat my cupboard out. Because I have, like, you know, you go to the store and you buy, like, a can of mushrooms. And you leave it in the cupboard. That was the first to go.
You know, considering the size of apartments, the cupboard is considered a room.
Well, I paid $1,200 for that cupboard.
Yeah. It's funny how a cupboard is a cupboard.
You never say cupboard.
Right.
What other words do you know that have a P and a B?
Now we're getting to sexy, sexy talk, so check it out.
Well, I just wanted them to play cooked tiles.
She admitted she only had an orgasm the first time they ever made love.
Right, and she was watching Jimmy Fallon at the time. I wonder if that means anything.
By the way, who's the one who your brother used to work for? The one is on ABC at 11 p.m.
Yeah,
my
brother used to work for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay.
He worked for 7 years.
Big shout out to a comedian here in my little circle named Chris Gassler, who had a bit. He had a bit on that show about hoarding food, you know, in our crisis.
And yeah.
Yeah. So he hoarded a bunch of pickles, and they were all in the fridge, and they were in the trunk. It was a funny bit.
And it was remote, right? It was shot remotely.
Yeah, it was shot in Jersey, and as you know, Kimmel, he's at home, but he's out in L.A. So kudos to Chris Gassler for an appearance, and he's got a credit now.
Big shout. It's so nice. Now you don't have to audition or have an agent or anything like that. You just got to have a nice video. Well, I'm glad he did it.
He's got a reel.
Yeah, big shout out.
So now she's decided she's going to dress up as a nurse to seduce him. Now, this guy was in Kung Fu Mahjong 1. He was the bad guy.
Great.
But guess who he is? He's our director.
Oh, man. Talk about make a movie really quick. He's like, I'll just play the role.
Is Jabba the Hutt again?
No, it's not Jabba.
No, this is...
It's Wong Jing.
He's got hair.
Director.
You could tell because he's like, let's win together, shall we? And cut. And scene.
So he's like, who is this woman who you allow to speak with us?
Oh, yeah. Well, so they're going to kill this guy too?
No, what's happening here is they're trying to make a deal. And it would have to do with the Mahjong contest and fixing it, you know. But, like, Demon wants too much. He's greedy. And so our director will reject his offer and leave.
But then they kill him, right? Because no one walks away there unscathed.
Okay, so they don't kill him because he is like big mob boss millionaire also.
Oh, I gotcha.
Johnny
plus no one will direct the movie.
Johnny says right now, you want me to kill him?
Yeah, let me finish him.
He's like,
finish him, finish him.
You have a lot to learn, kid. You just don't go rub out, you know, Don Corleone.
Well, I just called his wife a bitch.
Yes, and told him to sit down, and Johnny just kissed his butt.
Yeah, Johnny's not good.
So he says, look, I know you screwed my sister, but I'm not mad about it. You just gotta divorce your wife and marry her.
And stop fucking in the pool. Take forever to clean up.
That's right. He goes, okay, but I gotta ask my mom first. And then, surprise, we kidnapped your mom. Go ahead, ask her.
Oh, those hench ladies. They look like they work for the Joker or the Penguin.
Right, that's the weird thing. And I think the one on the left is a dude.
No, I think it's a lady. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think the one in black is a lady for sure. But I think the one with, like, what's the word? That's like Shirley Temple hair?
Right, yeah, the tresses.
Okay, so now
Fanny
is getting all ready to seduce her husband, and she's laughing at her own silliness.
Oh, yeah, because she's supposed to be playing a fantasy world.
This is back when nurses were sexy. Like, oh, yeah, I bought all these masks for sex play.
Yeah, and
there's a latex. A latex company donated all their masks to the hospitals. Like, they make, like, kink fetish nurse gear, and they just donated it all.
Her safety. And now she has to be a regular. Okay, so she's pouring it on thick, but she doesn't know what's about to come.
Oh, he's going to divorce her.
Yup. It's really going to hurt Fanny pretty bad. I mean, she's trying to sexy her husband, and she gets divorced.
Awkward. Awkward.
What are you doing?
Wow, what a boner kill. Oh no.
Curvy,
your enthusiasm.
And she's smoking.
Oh, yeah, a lot of anti-smoking stuff in there. I always like that. It's okay to kill people and blind them, but you can't have a cigarette. Hey, you know these pants I'm wearing? These are the pants that have a rip in my ass. I don't wear them in public, but now I'm wearing it. I don't really give a shit anymore.
Mike, we don't have video going. You don't have to let the audience know that you. Okay, so now Curvy's going to say, okay, divorced.
Wow. They got the parents' permission, too.
If you agree to divorce, we'll give you $1 million of our crappy currencies.
People ask me, like, during the shelter in place during this quarantine, do you shave? I go, oh, yeah. You know, because I'll be staring at myself in the mirror, and, like, after 20 minutes, I go, I might as well shave since I'm here.
I'm staring.
Yeah,
now, she goes to the husband. Come on, tell me the truth. What's up?
Man, those cheekbones could kill you. Wow, this is a douchebag. I can't. So does he get his comeuppance? Fuck Johnny.
Should I ruin it for you? At the end, he wins the game.
He wins?
Yes.
That's weird.
I'm guessing at the end, love conquers all.
And he speaks at her funeral.
Wait, who's funeral? What the hell are you...
All right,
you give away the ending.
I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Spoiler alert, everybody. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
She dies? No, she's in the...
...for you.
She gets stuck under Kirby.
You see that smack she got? It gets infected and turns into a huge boil on her chin. But I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Well, that's a metaphor.
No, she's talking about the boil.
No, she bosses her. She, like, henpecks her new husband. He goes and gets in the car.
The last words the husband says. How's my rating? Don't give me 5. There you go.
That's a dude.
I don't know. I think it's a lady.
Just sign the paper.
Fanny, don't forget to give me 5 stars as a husband. 1 star.
This is between me and Big Tits, is what she said.
Big Tits. I got to learn the language.
You guys have picked. So, like, this one has got a reference to a unique reference to a. I have a family member with the same name, but it was Fanny Lou. And during her funeral, nobody could stop laughing because they didn't used to call her Fanny, but that was her legal name. So every time somebody would say Fanny, or the priest would say Fanny, they would go hee. There's one, and then last time it was the guy from the Drudge movie looked like my grandpa.
Which Grudge movie? The new one?
Grudge. The Drudgery one last week.
Oh, right. Salvation Hunters, our last week's episode.
Right.
Oh, look at those. Gold titles. 2-player Mahjong. That's so boring.
Yeah, they're playing the other Johnny.
Look at those fancy titles.
Yeah, they're fancy.
Gold.
Real gold. They're playing for Johnny? I would lose. That guy's not worth it.
She doesn't know it, you know?
Ooh, but tiles it on.
It's about beating Kirby as much as it's about winning Johnny.
Well, the trick to winning Kirby is to use his absorbing powers.
Kirby? We could call her Big Tits if you want.
Okay, Big Tits it is. But wait a minute, hang on. Would you really say that?
She says it all throughout the film.
All right.
That's her insult for her. And it's really funny because she does not have big ones.
Right.
There's her take on that concept.
My husband left me because left me for a woman with big tits. They're not really. Yes, that's the reason why she left me.
When a tall guy is 5'6", you can see, you know.
Yeah, right.
They have different standards.
What's the line with guys like us, Carl? We say we're big in China.
Oh boy! Wow, she's good. She knows everything. Like, yeah, they're in pairs and stuff like that. I'm still trying to. It's a really cool game. And I don't know how to play Euchre and I don't know how to play Mahjong.
Yeah.
I also don't know if I'm.
Look at that. Damn,
For Happiness. Waited for the 4 or 9 characters.
Right. So she's really shocked that she was beaten because she had the right hand and she made a strategic move, but Kirby was ready for her.
I mean, we know Kirby's a cheater. All right, hang on. Check your feet.
You said you would sign.
That's a lady holding the clipboard.
That is not a lady. Now
that's a fucking lady. What's
now the dude says, "Here's your check." The dude's got the check.
She's a tramp.
1 million Chilean pesos.
Your money's worthless.
Double or nothing.
Oh boy.
I would have taken the money because you could get like two dinners and go to the movies on that on a million. On a million francs.
Now, Johnny didn't want her to play Mahjong, but they happen to have a Mahjong table in the apartment?
She is a Mahjong expert. Johnny didn't want her to go out and gamble their money away all day long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now she's going to fight the chick and the dude.
She's going to fight both chicks?
Oh, boy. Now you can totally see those guys on it. Oh, no, not the nipple pussy. Oh,
right. God. Now, the thing is, they missed an opportunity here because Junior's sister didn't teach her how to do that. Right?
Right.
It's sort of what isn't her thing, and yet the director did that. I don't know why.
Well, we it was introduced, and then it was brought up again.
Yeah, exactly. She saw it, and she saw this is what she does to protect herself.
So they're saying, you look so much like this famous person. And they go, yeah, right here.
He's in that movie. Pretty funny.
So he's just buying them drinks and buying them drinks. He's trying to get laid again behind Auntie Faye's back.
Well, at least they gave him a jacket that time. Not just the soccer shirt or the rugby shirt.
Adidas. He's wearing an Adidas tracksuit.
I'm sure in Hong Kong that is very hip.
They're all dressed very hip. I keep forgetting that I need to wear t-shirts to show part of my chest like that, like a little V-shirt, or when I button my shirt, I got to make sure it's not.
I say Fanny's big tits. Look at that.
Yeah.
I lost my husband in a Warzone game. Yeah.
Did you see his joke? Now she's like, I'm gonna kill myself.
I thought it was gonna, she was gonna reach for the lemon, not the knife.
She's
I'm gonna suck this lemon and
lowest moment now. I mean, it's the beginning. It's that part in the movie like the dark night of the soul. She's going to be tormented now and have to fall really low, and then Mahjong is going to save her.
And she also stabbed her brother in the butt, right?
By mistake.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to ram a wall, and he gets in the way, but she was going down the stairs.
Well, then he went down the stairs. You know, that ass could get infected. Oh, the old bar chainsaw.
Chainsaw, yeah, just sitting around a bar.
That's the thing I miss most about bars, taking the chainsaw from behind the counter.
Right now, it's the next little Louisville slugger.
This must be Bugs Bunny's bar if they happen to have like a fucking chainsaw just pop out of nowhere.
Faye and your sister show up to save the day.
You need
they're gonna
need a permit to run it. Oh, and then teach her that she can learn Mahjong, and then
Mahjong will show her the way back to. There's more falling for her to do.
Yeah, although I think the brother got it worse. It's interesting, this movie, I mean, this is a good movie, but we're 50 minutes into it and nothing really happened.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
He got involved with the gangster whose wife stole him from poor Fanny. Right?
Come well, on. I figured out like a. All right. Yeah, I guess we got still another hour.
Okay, now we're having stupid standard goofiness.
Yeah.
He's pretending to.
Great.
Yeah. Hilarious.
This is what Andy Kaplan is like. Man. It is kind of shitty that your husband leaves you for big tits.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't get any ideas, Mike. It only works in the movies.
Right. I have to wait till the pandemic then, too.
Yeah, hopefully the pandemic will thin the herd and guys like us will be attractive.
Is that what you're betting on? That's terrible.
There's only like 20 dudes left.
You're terrible.
Hey, ladies.
Well, I mean, as of our recording, they gave statistics for San Francisco. It's been 10 dead and 700 and... Oh, it's just bad. It's bad, Carl. I mean, like, I try to make jokes, you know, just to kind of keep my sanity, but I'm just grateful, you know, that we're still alive.
Yeah, well, I mean, New York is the worst, as you know, but we are running a second to them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I consider this a time in which I stay home. I don't know. I'm not all...
Well, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, but so many people who I know are freaked out and all... stirred up watching the news and like they're scaring themselves, like they think the virus is around the corner. Just stay at home and be cool,
right?
And, you know,
well, I mean, people have to be out there working and people are, you know, on the front lines on this, and the best thing you could do is that if you can stay home, don't get mixed up in this, just stay home.
The curve will flatten, you know, because we're all staying home, and I don't know, by the summer things will start getting back to normal. And
right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I got to go to a Quiet Place Part 2 in the theater.
What's that?
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta remember all those essential workers out there, you know, like,
yeah.
Like Chipotle.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, these guys are heroes because they're out there every day, but, you know, you would say, well, a doctor, it's kind of, it's like, people just working in the supermarket. I mean, it's crazy.
No, I just
so,
gotta
if
bring
you're doing
it
that,
to this film for a second. What's happened is,
yeah, okay.
They were like, Mahjong will save you, but she's on a losing streak.
You lose out. Hey.
Rung out on the tiles.
Right. Whoa! Could it get any worse?
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
As the world gets wackier and less predictable in every way, it is more important than ever for us to all remember our roots. We wouldn't be here today if our ancestors hadn't had the capacity and the skills to take care of themselves and their communities using the resources in the natural world around them and their own two hands. My name is Wonia Thibault of Buckskin Revolution and Alone Season 6, and I started Buckskin Revolution not just to empower people with a wider range of skills to meet their basic needs, but also to inspire them with a sense of fulfillment and connection that comes with living a little closer to the earth and using our bodies, our minds, and our very DNA for what they evolved to do, to help us thrive without the need for modern technology and industry. If that sounds appealing to you, I hope you'll join me for the Fall 2020 Buckskin Revolution Online Skills Gathering, an 8-week learning experience designed to work within any schedule. It involves pre-recorded classes, live interactive sessions, and online community learning support from both myself